And have you noticed you're paying a little bit more for your beef? Now, according to the Eastern Young Cattle Indicator, the EYCI, the $10 per kilogram barrier has now been broken through. That is up a massive 150% in just 2 years. Now, record sale yard prices are expected to flow through to retail, which means you're going to pay a bit more at the butcher shop. On the line, David Torrey, our favourite butcher, of course, my good mate from Torrey Butchers at 41 Lake Street in Northbridge. Good afternoon, David.
Good to talk to you, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm very, very well, but I'm worried that we're going to be not able to afford to buy a piece of steak for much longer.
It's only a little bit like the stock market, isn't it? Sort of everything's heading north.
What's going on at the moment, David?
Look, I think it's going to have to reset a little bit, Ollie. I think the drought on the East Coast has really affected the beef herds and sheep herds. And now the seasons have turned and the paddocks are starting to get back to some normality. I think you'll see a lot of the producers starting to hang on to their animals to try and rebuild their herd stocks. And look, I think even back when the drought was very bad on the East Coast, a lot of the farmers had to sell their breeding animals because there wasn't the feed on the ground to keep them around. So, you know, I mean, trying to rebuild those stock levels is going to take a little bit of time. I know that on the West Coast, they've been very understanding and trying to help our neighbours and get some cattle over to the East Coast. So it's pushed the price up of beef locally. Most of the cattle was achieving just over $8 6 months ago. It's starting to head north of $9 locally. So if it's hitting $10 on the East Coast, it's looking pretty expensive.
It's kind of interesting we're having this parallel conversation this afternoon, David, about whether or not we send a few doses of the COVID-19 vaccination over to New South Wales to help them out at the moment because of the situation Sydney's in. But we've been doing it with beef and cattle, it seems now, for a couple of years to try and help them out of the shortages they have due to the drought on the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, well, look, things are bad globally, I think, Ollie. The protein is in short supply throughout the world. China's had some very serious outbreaks of swine flu. It's pretty much decimated their pig population. You know, they're using beef to fill the gap. Look, wonderful for the beef growers, achieving wonderful prices. But the reality is you've got to have the cattle on the ground to be able to sell them, and it's going to take time to rebuild those stocks. But look, WA's done its best. I know that the federal government got behind and subsidised a lot of the transport of cattle to the East Coast, take the pressure off the pricing a bit. But look, it all creeps up. In my lifetime in the butchering game, you know what I mean? You see things incrementally grow, but to see it go up like it has recently, it's been a bit of a shock. But I think the trick is buy best quality in the marketplace. Eat a little less, eat better quality, and just ride out the storm for a while. You won't see a major sort of variation. Some of the prices on the East Coast for primal cuts were getting close to $70 a kilo. Well, in Perth, I think some of the highest prices I've seen for fillet steaks or scotch or sirloin porterhouse are north of $50. But look, common sense will prevail. Yeah. The market dictates what we can sell. And we all got to ride it out. We've got to be fair in our weights and measures and pricing moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. So the growers, the sellers are making some money. The processors are struggling a little bit. But ultimately, it's your customers, David as well, who'll feel it at the checkout. And it's something they need to consider. It's something obviously you're working on and considering, as you just gave a few tips and tricks. And there are other quality pieces of meat and different cuts, which you and I have spoken about from time to time as well. And there's a few options on the table as well. If you're after a bit of beef as well, you might do it in a different manner than you may have if you're after a nice fillet steak or perhaps, as you said, a scotch or something else.
I think so. And a lot of the secondary cuts, even though they're called secondary cuts, they're still magnificent, Ollie. Winter time's a beautiful time of the year to be enjoying them. You don't have to go and spend a fortune. You can have a lovely meal, enjoy protein at a reasonable price.
Yeah, it's interesting. Good on you, David. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Ollie.